Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Panora Public Library Director Kim Finnegan.
I'm speaking with the Panora Library Director Kim Finnegan. And Kim, hope you're just trying to stay warm, and I hope you're doing well.
Yes. The Panora Library is always happy to have anybody come in the library when it's so cold out like this. We'd be happy to do curbside service if needed, being it's so cold. But otherwise, please join us at the library. We have a winter reading program going on. It's for adults. And the title of the program is Reading is Cool. So what this contains is starts January 12th and it goes through March 12th. And you have to read 10 different books. So I'll kind of go through the books you have to read. One is a forgotten classic. Number two is a book with the number in the title. Number three is a mystery book. Number four is a nonfiction book. Number five is a second book in a series. Number six is a book your friend loves. Number seven is a book with the word love in the title. Number eight is a book by a female author. Number nine is a book that turned into a movie. And number 10 is a book about a family. So when you read 10 different books, we ask you to turn your list in a book that you've read, and you will receive a $10 gift card to Crafty's Coffee Shop. And you can sign up anytime at the Panora Public Library. Just give us a call at 641-755-2529. And we'd love to have you sign up for this.
So, Kim, if you don't mind me jumping in here real quick. So, in this amount of time through January 12th and March 12th, that's when you'll need to be reading those 10 books, if I get that correct.
Correct. The date, March 12th, will be the final date, then it'll be over. So we're actually giving people 2 months to read their books, their 10 books.
So is there any type of meeting you guys will meet up, everyone that's in the program, or is this just about participation and kind of being honest?
No, this is just kind of a participation thing. And we also do ask that they write reviews about each book. It's just a little bit. They can just put it on a piece of paper or something, write a little note what the book is about. And like I said, then we may have them put their name in a drawing for a big prize, but we're not sure yet what that's going to be.
And we're speaking with the Panora Library Director, Kim Finnegan. And Kim, what are you guys trying to promote with this reading 10 books?
Well, we're just trying to get people in here, and we're just trying to get people to read more. As to right now with the weather being like this, we're just highly encouraging. And some people, it takes a little bit of competition to read a book, and so we encourage them to get involved with it this way. And then they ask other people, you know, questions about it also. They'll all know who's in the reading book club for the 2 months, and then they'll go about it that way.
So why did you guys kind of choose the Crafty's Coffee for the award if you read all 10 books?
Well, one reason is because it's a local business, and everyone in Panora loves to go over there, and we just thought this would be something to encourage the people to read the 10 books and give them Crafty's Coffee gift card.
And then also you guys got another event coming up that people are going to love that's for adults and children, is a movie showing. Could you maybe explain some details
on
that?
This one's for adults. So next Thursday, it'd be actually January 13th, a week from today, we will be playing the movie Respect. And the time of the movie is 2 o'clock, so we're inviting anyone that actually wants to come to it, and it'll be in the afternoon. The movie lasts, I think, 2 hours and 24 minutes. But this is a good way to reach out to people also that don't go to the movie theaters. And one reason may be, too, because of COVID. And not everybody has Prime at home. And so this way we can make it available to the public. Well, it's a general audience, so yes. And it's a lot of music and stuff. So Jennifer Hudson's playing in this movie, which I think it'd be very good to see.
And then also moving forward into Valentine's Day, which that will come up shortly, just the way how days move nowadays. It's going to come up quick, is make and take Valentine cards. What can people know about that and get involved?
So we decided to do this event because we have people who love to make their own cards. And Joanne Huggins from Panora will be doing this class, and she and her daughter are going to bring a make and take Valentine cards. So you can just see different ways that you can make the cards, and then they will give you lots of tips and hints on different ideas to make the cards. And so this is just another way for the people who maybe do make cards can learn different ideas of making new cards. And this event will be Thursday, January 20th at 1:30 p.m. at the library. We are asking also that you register for this event, as we're only accepting 10 people for this.
And then if someone wants to participate, do they need to bring any materials?
No, this will all be paid for and taken care of with the library.
And then also, something you guys haven't set in stone yet, but it's something that you are looking to do and something that may happen, is an author visit. Could you maybe bring us, you know, what you know so far about that?
So there's an author, and she was raised, I believe, in Stewart and lived with her family, and her father farmed. And she wrote a book called The Farmer's Daughter. And I visited with her a little bit, and she's planning on coming to the library on February 25th, but it will be in the morning, but we don't have a direct time yet with her. And she was at the Stewart Library, I believe. So, yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ms. Finnegan, and we appreciate it, and we always look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you much.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Panora Public Library Director Kim Finnegan. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.